Begin the current daf Masechtas Bava Metzia daf Mem Vav. Begin on the bottom of daf Mem Heima Beis, two lines up from the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. That is, we had opened up the parak by saying that if one wants to acquire something through regular purchasing, it's the product that's being drawn by the consumer that creates the acquisition, but not the what the consumer gives. It's not the money that the consumer gives to the seller, because mois are not koinis. On that, the Gemara brought a machligis Rav and Levi, that although matbeya, currency, cannot create a kinyan through mekach and memker, but could it create a kinyan through a kinyan of chalipin? One said yes, and the other one said not. And that said Rav Papa, that even according to the mandama that matbeya is not nasa chalipin, it cannot create a kinyan chalipin, meaning just like when someone gives to the seller a kerchief, automatically what the seller wants to acquire to him is automatically acquired. A money, a currency, when he gives it to the seller, that doesn't work, as he said, because terasa is a bit lishtanis, and therefore it's not a dabashalom. You cannot create chalipin with that. But, however, money could be acquired through chalipin. It cannot create the chalipin, but if, let's say, the person gives to the seller a kerchief, and then he wants to acquire to the consumer monies, the monies will be acquired through chalipin. That was the halacha of Rav Papa. And then the Gemara says, Meisavi. The Gemara asks, from the Mishnah Masechtas Maaseh Sheni on this halacha of Rav Papa. The Mishnah says, Hayayimid Begoyrin, if a landowner was in the by the threshing floor where they take all the grain and then they thresh it, they take off the outer husk. Now, the Ein Beyadi Mois. However, he didn't have money. What's going on? What does he need to have money for? So Rashi explains, he didn't have money to give to his friend for what he wanted to do. What did he want to do? He wanted to be mechal his meiser sheni. In other words, meiser sheni, the second tithe, the person has to take all that fruit, all the produce up to Yerushalayim. Right? Didn't want to take that all up. He wanted to transfer it to money. The problem, so to speak, is that when the person mechal meiser sheni onto money, he has to add a fifth of the value of the meiser sheni produce, which that's an expense. So he wanted to use some subterfuge in the redemption process. How so? He wanted to have the chilul, the deconsecration of the produce onto monies, to happen through a mekech and memcha, through a purchase. In other words, he wanted to sell it, so to speak, to another person, so that he's not going to be liable for the penalty of the chemish. Because the pasuk says in Meyikach of Zayin, Im goyl yigol ish mi ma'isroi, if a person will redeem his own ma'isro sheni, chamishisa yosef, so then he has to add on the fifth of the redemption money. Which teaches us it's only mi ma'isroi, only when he's redeeming his own ma'isro, which excludes somebody that's purchasing someone else's ma'isro sheni. So he would prefer to have money to give to his friend, that his friend could go ahead and purchase it from him, and then that's how the chilul happens, where now the money takes the sanctity and the produce becomes chulin, and then you don't have to add on the fifth. But he didn't have money to give to his friend to do this harama. So says the Mishnah, what could he do is as follows. Eimel Chaveira, he tells his friend, who's a very good friend of his, and he knows that he's only doing this as a way to exempt himself from this penalty of the fifth, he tells him, look, hareperus halalu, these produce, these maisa sheni produce that I have, are nesunim l'cha b'matana, are given to you as a gift. Now, once that other person, his friend, acquires the maisa sheni produce as a gift, now it turns out that the first guy, the original owner, he becomes a foreigner to that maisa sheni, because it's not his anymore, he gifted it to someone else. Now, if he wants to redeem it, he can redeem it without a fifth, because it's now someone else's maisa sheni produce. So then the Gemara continues from the Mishnah, Maaseh Sheni, on the top of Menvav Men Aleph. Now, B'chayz V'aymer, after he gifted it to this other person, then he says, Harehein, so now the payers of Maaseh Sheni that are yours, because I gifted it to you, should be Mechulalan al Mois Sheyeshli B'bayis, should be deconsecrated unto money that I have in my house. And now that money which is in this house will acquire the sanctity of Maaseh, and then the produce will go out to chulin. That's a way how he could get out of the fifth if he has a friend to work with him, even though he doesn't have money. But he could do it as a way as gifting him the maaser sheni produce. Now it's not his anymore. Now this owner has money in his house. He could say that that money now has the sanctity of that maaser sheni produce. And now what he just did is he was mechalit. Now the money is maaser sheni without having to add a fifth. Says the Gemara, Taima de'im b'yodi mois. The Mishnah makes it sound like that this whole halacha starts only because the original owner doesn't have money on him. Because that's what the Mishnah says. It says, he doesn't have money on him. The inference is, Hoem yesh b'yodi mois, but if he had money over there when he was there in the threshing house, then the Tana would not have told this owner to do the idea that it was said in that Mishnah. Rather, what the Tana would have told him is take the money that you have and give that to your friend and liknu lehu leidach b'mashicha, and then let your friend acquire your money by pulling it to him. Uparik. And then the friend himself will redeem that original owner's own ma'aser sheni, where the hachayadif, which that's actually better because that doesn't look like such subterfuge to just be exempted from the chaymish, because that's very simple. The havalei, because now that other person, his friend, is a nachri, is a foreigner regarding this original owner's ma'aser sheni, and therefore that falls right into the category of mi ma'isrei, that the obligation of adding a fifth is only when it's your own ma'aser, but that excludes someone else's ma'aser. So that would have been the more ideal situation, where just give him money. Now your friend has money, and let him redeem it, because he's redeeming someone else's Ma'aser Sheni money. Not like we're saying that you gift him the Ma'aser Sheni, then you redeem your own Ma'aser Sheni, which is not really yours anymore, because you gift to someone else with money you have in your house. No, had he had money, that's the option that it sounds like the Tana would have given him. On that, asked the Gemara on Rav Papa. Now, if you say like Rav Papa, that everyone agrees that a coin, although let's say you cannot create chalipin according to one opinion, but it could be acquired through chalipin, so then what's the problem? You told me that this guy has money in his house. He just doesn't have it in the threshing house. What's the problem? Let his friend give him his kerchief, give it to him. Automatically, his money in his house will be acquired through the kingdom of chalipin, because it's wherever it is that he gets acquired to his friend. And now his friend has money. And let his friend now go ahead and do the more ideal option of redeeming this guy's own ma'aser sheni money. Obviously, you see, not like Rav Papa, that ma'is are not even niknas b'chalipin. They cannot even be acquired through the other person giving a chalipin, giving a kerchief. Unless this is Gemara, no, it's not difficult, Rav Papa. The lesli sudr. We're talking that they don't have a kerchief. They have nothing to use as a medium to create a kinyan chalipin for the guy's money to be acquired to his friend. So now the Gemara continues asking. So, okay, so there's no kerchief. But meniknenu nahalei agav karka. Let him acquire the money that he has in his house through a piece of land. In other words, let the owner of the ma'aser sheni give a piece of land that he owns with the kinya of chazaka, meaning let his friend go ahead and do a chazaka on the piece of land, and through that acquire his money he has in his house to his friend. And the moment that his friend does chazaka on the piece of land, the money that he has in his house will automatically be acquired to his friend, because the Mishnah teaches Masechta Kedushin of Chavah Med Aleph, Nechasim She'ein L'machrayis, which refers to metalin, movable things, are nicknim im nechasim ishash l'machrayis, are acquired automatically with a kinyan on things that have liability, which is a reference to land, if the person does a kinyan on the land with either kesef, shtar, or chazaka. Now, then the friend will say, okay, so these payers that you have are mechul on my mice, on my money that I have in your house, because now he acquired that guy's money through doing the chazaka on the piece of land, which is better, as we said before, because he's a foreigner, he's unrelated, it looks less than Harama-like. Now, as Rashi explains, this Gemara's question is not being asked on Rav Papa. It has nothing to do with Rav Papa. The previous question was on Rav Papa, which was, we said that he held that you could do, money could be acquired through chalipin. So he said, why don't you do it with a sudr? I said, okay, we can't do chalipin because he doesn't have a sudr. Fine, but now the Gemara's asking a question on the Mishnah. If you're saying that obviously the time the Mishnah is saying that he has money in his house, so why do it in this more overt harama way, which is not ideal? Let him acquire to him his money. How so? By letting him acquire a piece of the land, and then automatically acquires the nechasim she'el machrayis through by the dint of the nechasim she'esh l'machrayis. Says the Gemara, you're right, but the lesli karka, he doesn't have land, so he cannot do a kinyan on the karka to acquire his money back in the house. Now that the Gemara asked, but v'oymin begarim kitani, how could you say he has no land? He's in his threshing house where they thresh. He that piece of land, let him acquire it to him. Says the Gemara, it's not his own threshing house. He doesn't own land, so he doesn't have land over there for him to acquire, to then go ahead and acquire his money in his house. Now, on that, the Gemara asks, the ichvul tana lashminan. So you're telling me that Tana went through all the effort to teach us a halacha, which was this, okay, what do you do in this situation? Gift him the payers, and then buy it back from him. For something that's so uncommon, what? We're talking about a gavra artiloy, a naked man, that less label like clothing, he's got nothing, he has no sudur, no kerchief, he doesn't have land, he has nothing. Says the Gemara, rather we could infer that, okay, maybe it's talking about not his threshing house. But it's obvious that a person has a kerchief. No one's naked. He has something, an article of clothing to give to create a kinyan chalipin. And even so, we see from that Mishnah that What did he have to do? Even though he has money in his house, and they could do Kinya Chalibim because he has a Sudr, still the payrus he had to give to his friend through Matana. Why? Why did he have to give it to him through Matana? Why couldn't he just do Chalipin to acquire to his friend his money he has in his house? Obviously, we see that Ein Mat Be'enik Nim Chalipin. We see not like Rav Papa. We see that a coin, not only could it not create Chalipin, it can't even be acquired through Chalipin. Shema Minah, we could infer from there clearly a refutation of Rav Papa. And the Gemara actually says, V'af Rav Papa Hadabe. And even Rav Papa himself retracted from what he had said, that a matbeya is niknes b'chalipin, that a coin could be acquired through chalipin, not even to create, but to be acquired through, he himself retracted from that. How do we know this? Because from the following incident, ki hadra Rav Papa, like it was that Rav Papa had, havalei tracer alfei dinar b'chizoy, he had 12,000 dinarim that was owed to him in the place of b'chizoy. Now, he needed to collect that money. So akninu l'Rav Shmuel bar Acha, he acquired the rights to that money to Rav Shmuel bar Acha, who was going there so that he could collect it from them because now he owns it. Now the reason why he had to acquire it to him and not just send him as his messenger was because had he not acquired to them, they would not have given him to his messenger because if it gets lost on the road, then your papa is still going to come and claim it to them and say, you didn't pay it back to me. My agent is someone else. That's not my liability. Therefore, they had to say that, no, we're going to give it to the person who the moment it gets to him, which it's the guy who owns it, that will acquire it. That's the only person we're going to give it to. So he needed to give the ownership of the money to Rav Shmuel bar Acha. How did he acquire it to him? Agav asifa debesa, through the threshold of his house, meaning a piece of land which is right by the threshold of his house. So obviously, from the fact that he needed to acquire it to him through a piece of land, obviously that he could do something much easier by just taking off a kerchief, that because the coins, the money, would not be acquired through Chalipin. And that's the riot that even Rav Papa himself retracted, because if he held that, it could be nicked by Chalipin, he would have done it by his kerchief. Why do you have to go and say, okay, do Chazaka on this piece of land? Obviously, because he himself retracted from this halacha. Now the incident ends that ki asa, that when Rav Shmuel bar Acha came back with the money that he had to collect from there, nafuk la'ape atavach, he went to greet him all the way to this place tavach because he was so excited that he finally got his money collected. Now the Gemara continues and says, v'chein, now this v'chein is going back on the machlekes Rav and Levi, which was a machlekes regarding not if, like we were just discussing Rav Papa, if money could be acquired through Chalipin, but if money could create Chalipin, which Rav and Levi once said it could and once said it cannot. Says the Gemara, v'chein amar Ula, so too Ula says, did ein matbeya nasa Chalipin, like that opinion that currency could not create Chalipin. So not only could it not create a kinyan in Mekkah HaMemker through a regular sale, it cannot even create a kinyan through the kinyan of Chalipin. V'chein amar Ravasi, so to Ravasi says, ein matbeya nasa Chalipin. V'chein amar Rabbi B'chon amar B'yechanon, that ein matbeya nasa Chalipin, a currency, coin, if someone gives to the seller a coin, that cannot create like a sudu wood that automatically that seller's stuff is acquired to him. It does not create a kinyan of Chalipin. On this halacha of Ula, which is the same as either Rav or Levi, the Gemara says, Eisevei Rababa l'Ula. Rababa asked to Ula from the following brisa. The brisa says, Harei shahayu chamarav upayalav toivin oise b'shuk. There was an individual that his donkey drivers or his workers were claiming from him either their pay, their wage, or their sustenance. Say, we did work for you, pay us. In the marketplace, they were demanding from him that he should pay them. Now, v'amal shulchani, so this owner, this employer, said to the money changer, said, look, do me a favor. Tell me b'dinner ma'is. Give me copper coins that are equal to the value of a dinner. Now, I don't have a dinner right now to give you for the little change I'm asking you to change for me. But let me first va'afar the same. Let me provide for my workers. V'ani elucha, and then I'll pay you back by that day. I'll pay you back yefei dinner vitricius, which the assumption of the Gemara originally is that this translation is yefei dinner means a dinner yafa, meaning a high quality dinner that could be used very well. The dinner that you give me, the dinner's value worth of copper coins, I'll give you back a good dinner. And additionally, vitricius, I'll even give you this small little coin called vitricius as an addition for the service that you're providing for me. And I'll give that to you, mimois yeshli bebesi. From the money I have at my house, I'm not home now, I'm in the marketplace, my workers are demanding, you're here, you work with money. Do me a favor, extend me this money, I'll give you the money that I have in my house. Says the Brice as follows, im yeshloi mois, if this employer has money in his house at that moment, meaning the money that he's saying he's going to pay to the money changer, he has in his house, so then that's mutter. That's permitted, this transaction that he's asking for the money changer. Now, the assumption of the Gemara is, because since he has money in his house at this moment, so that is what's called in halacha, a chalipin, where it's just an exchange. What the money changer is giving him for what he has in his house. It's just that because of the situation that he's in, that he's actually going to take a small loss, that he's giving the money changer not just a dinner, which he's getting from him in the value of copper coins, but even give him a little bit more, that tresius more, because he needs that service provided. He doesn't have the money on him. Now, that's not a problem of ribis, because ribis is halacha that when you give someone money, the delay of getting it back, which is what a loan is what you're charging him more for. Here, the money changer is not waiting even a second, because he's actually being paid that moment, because the moment that the workers or this employer takes the money from the money changer, automatically at that moment, that's how chalipin works, the dinner that he has in his house is acquired to the money changer. So there's no delay in time. And since it's automatic, it's just a service being provided, that is allows him to pay a little bit more, and therefore that's permitted. But says the Brice of him, la avasar. But if he doesn't really have money in his house, which he's saying he's going to pay the money changer, then it's forbidden, because since he doesn't have the dinner in his house, so there's no chalipin. Chalipin is that there's an exchange that's happening. There is no other thing here that's being exchanged. Rather, it's like a regular sale, which he becomes obligated where he's getting something. Now he owes him the dinner for a later point in time. That comes out, the tresis that he's adding on to the payment is essentially a loan, because he owes him that money, which isn't really what a loan is. And now he's adding on more than what he owes him, which treats us more. That's for the delay of time, that he's only going to give it to him later point in time. That's a problem. But ribbis. So the difference is the price. In that case, if he doesn't have the money in the house, it's forbidden. And that says Rababa to Ula, now if it's like you say Ula, that coin cannot create a kin of chalipin, the problem then we have is that even if the employer has money in his house, still, it's not acquired right now, the money that he has, to the money changer by him taking the copper coins from the money changer so that it should be acquired wherever it is, because it cannot create a chalipin. All we have here are two monies. He's taking copper coins from the money changer and he's owing him, even if he has in his house, money he has that he has in his house. They're both coins. Now, you're telling me that a coin cannot create a chalipin. So essentially, all that we're talking about then is havli hava v'aser. So essentially, we have a loan over here, which is forbidden. Meaning, because even though it's being done through a mekach hamemker, through a purchase, here, you give me this, and I'll give you this. Problem is, as the Gemara tells us later on, that the general rule of ribis is, of the prohibition of interest, is what's called agar nater. Agar nater is a delay of payment. That's forbidden. So obviously, as for Baba Tu'ula, what we see from this brisa is that obviously you have to say a matbeya could create chalipin, and moreover, it could even be acquired through chalipin, because all we have over here are two coins. We have the money changers, which are creating the chalipin, because the moment the employer takes from him, it that becomes that his money becomes acquired to the money changer. So the money that he's taking is creating the chalipin, and his monies are being acquired through chalipin. That's why it makes sense, the halacha, the brisa, that if he has money in his house, there's no problem because it's chalipin and it's happening right now. There's no delay. But if he doesn't have it, that's agar nater. But according to you, that there's no chalipin with money, so then exactly what's happening over here, there's no chalipin. And therefore, since there's a delay, it's a loan. And therefore, it should be forbidden, even if he has it in his house. So the Gemara tells us that ishtik. Ula was silent. It's a good question. It sounds like that matbeya could create chalipin and could be acquired through chalipin. And amalei, so Rabbi Abba said to Ula, although he asked the question, he said, the Dilma, maybe you could answer what I'm asking from you from the Braisa, that Edi, actually both the money of the money changer and the money of the employer are what's called Bepreitet HaYishanu. They were talking about copper coins which didn't have a form yet. Similar to what we say, what's called an Asimon, which is by silver coins. So too, this Preitetes, our monies are discs of copper, but they don't have the form of the currency. The lekalayativa, which halachically, therefore, they're not considered as money, as currency. And therefore, v'idvi de perav. Therefore, although they're copper coins, they're not really coins in the halachic sense of money, and therefore they're considered as what we call peri, which is the product. That now wouldn't be difficult anymore, the case of the braisa, that they could be acquired with chalipin, because Peiwi, and something that's not a currency, as we said, because the whole thing was because of the tzura, as we explained the previous stuff. That's why the Mandam held that you cannot do chalipin with money. Here it doesn't have a tzura, so it's like a pri, and therefore you could do chalipin with it, and therefore it's not difficult on your opinion. So Amalei, so Ula said, in, yes, you gave a good answer for me to explain the Braisa, because actually, deka nama diktani, a precise reading of the Braisa actually indicates the way you answered. And the words of the Braisa were, Yefei dinner vitrices, which sounds like, I will give you these unminted copper coins that I have in my house, which are equal. The word yefei dinner sounds like it's worth a dinner and a trices. Because v'leketani dinner yaf vitrices, it doesn't say a good dinner. The word yefei is before the word dinner. It doesn't say dinner yaf. If you're saying a good dinner, meaning a high quality one that could be used well, it would have said dinner yaf, which would have sounded like a high quality one and the one that's minted. It says, Ula, you're right, you could infer the way you answered for me. The reason why it works with chalip and with money over there is because it's unminted and therefore it doesn't have the halacha like currency. But you're right, my opinion could still stand that if it was regular coins, you would not be able to do chalip and then it would be usur even if he has mois, bebeisai. That's one approach. Rashi Yameh says another resolution for Ula. Says, La'olam bedamim ubeproitetes. Truth is, you could say that, yes, it's talking about, like you said, from the diuk you had of the word yefei dinner, that is talking about not an actual dinner that he has in his house, but something worth a dinner, which are these unminted copper coins. But you don't have to say, like you said, that it's going to be working through the kinyan of chalipin. Because even if the stipulation was that they're doing this transaction through the medium of damim, of payment, there's still no problem about ribis of agar natar, of the delay. Why? Even though there's a delay here till he's going to give what he has in his house, which should be a problem of ribis, because actually, even by a loan, even if it was an actual loan, Kivan the islay, since, as we said, in that case, the Braisa, he has in his house money, so he's allowed to actually give back more than what he's taking from the Shulchan. Why? Isn't that exactly what Ribbis is? No. Because it's like the case of Nasa Ka'imr, it's like the Halacha, which is brought later on, the Ayin Hey and Aleph, that someone that says, Hilveni, lend me, until my son comes, until I find the key. Well, that's not a problem, but ribis, because essentially he really has it, and therefore it is automatically acquired to the one who's lending it to him. His son didn't come yet, or the key he doesn't have right now, but it's considered like it's there, and it's like already paid to the lender. Therefore, there's no problem, even if he ends up giving it back more when it goes up in value. That's why it's not going to be a problem. So you don't have to say even that it's talking about ribis. Once by the case of chalipin, once he explains to my preparators, you could even say it's talking about even a case of a regular a halva, like that, like a case of mekhemem chav tashlumen, but it's not a problem because if he has in the house, it's automatically acquired to the one who's lending him the money, in this case, the shulchan. So the Gemara continues trying to ask on this opinion of Ula. Toshima, the Gemara brings from the Mishnah Masechet Kedushin of Chav Ches Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Kol hanasid damim ba'achar, whatever becomes money, meaning payment, which is what money is, it pays to get things, whatever becomes money, whatever is a payment for other things, which the assumption of the Gemara originally is that what it's saying is, what's usually used as damim, as money for other things, that's money, that's matbeah, that's currency. So says the Mishnah, that if the owner had given it in the form of chalipin, which is when he's exchanging it for an ox or for a cow, so kivin shezachazeh, once the owner of the cow draws to him the money, so then nischayivzeh, so now the owner of the money becomes liable in any oinis that will end up happening to the cow or this animal that he's buying, bechalipin, with the chalipin that was done right now with the owner of the cow drawing the money. So if let's say the ox dies, it's going to be a loss to the consumer, even though he didn't do mashiach on it. He didn't draw the animal to himself. So explains the Gemara, before it asks the question, it says, Kol hanasa damim ba'achar mayni, what is it that is made for money for other things? Matbeah, that's a coin. Ushma minah matbeah nasa chalipin. So you see clearly from this Mishnah Masechet Kedushin that money could create a chalipin, meaning it could conclude the kinyan, and it's considered automatically that the other object, which in this case is the animal that the guy's buying, is considered his, that any instance that happens is his loss, because what we say, we said, kol hanasa damim ba'achar, whatever, meaning matbeya, money, whatever makes for payment for other things. Kimin shezachazeh, once this guy, the seller, let's say, acquires that money, neschayiv zeh b'chalipin. The other guy already becomes liable for the exchange, and it's his loss. So you see that matbeya could create chalipin, not like Ula said. So that Rabbi Yehuda, he says, no, it's not difficult on Ula. Hachikam, this is what the Mishnah is saying as a continued dam in base. Kol anishum dam in ba'achar. It means to say whatever is evaluated for money with for other things. In other words, whatever it is that's usually evaluated when you give it for payment for other things, meaning all movable items, if a person is coming to use it as money for something else, meaning to pay it, to use it as payment for something else, usually this movable item, let's say a ball, you're going to first evaluate how much it's worth to know how much it's used as money to purchase something else. That's what the Mishnah was saying, that if you give that item through the medium of chalipin, kibin shezachazeh, so once the other party draws that object which you're using as payment, but it's a movable item, meaning it's not money, then this chayv zeh b'chalipin, then the other party becomes liable in the thing that you're swapping, which the Mishnah is teaching that a movable item or pri could create a chalipin, which the chiddush in that is that you don't need to have an actual kli. Because although the Pasuk says in Rus, where we learn out the halacha of a chalipin from the Shalif Ishnali that he took of his shoe, and that's a kli, that's lav davka, that's not necessarily the case like that. As the Pasuk says over there, l'chaim kol davar, which we darshan as the Gemara teaches on the next daf, l'chaim b'chol davar, that you could fulfill the halacha of chalipin with anything, not necessarily just a shoe. That, says Rabbi Yehuda, is what the Mishnah is teaching, and therefore it's not a difficulty on Ula. It's not talking about actually money, it's actually talking about regular pre, regular metatlin, which you could create chalipin with. So the Gemara actually says, Hachanam Mistabra. It's actually logical to say like this, like we're trying to answer for Ula. Again, as we say, not like a Doichik Teres, not just to reject that question, but it's actually logical to say we're not talking about money. Because Megatani Sefer, from the fact that the end of the Mishnah of the Inkadushin says, Ketzad explains, what's the illustration of this halacha? It says, Hichlev Shebepar. If you're swapping an ox for a cow, or Chamoy Beshar or a donkey for an ox, so Shmamina, obviously you could infer that what are we talking about? What's kalanasa dam ba'achar cannot be referring to money, because that's not the case that is illustrated there at the end of the Mishnah. It talks about two objects, two non-kalim, ox, cow, donkey. So you see clearly that it means kalanishan dam ba'achar, which actually refers to an animal they're using as payment for another animal. That's something that's usually evaluated first that you could do chalipin with, but because you don't need a kli, but it's not a refutation on ula, because actually if it was money, if it was a currency, that would not be able to create a chalipin. Now the Gemara asks, oh, if that's the case, seemingly that's a very good proof. So according to the assumption of the Gemara that we had, which we were using as a question on Ula, that we thought, what does kolanasa dam ba'achar mean? It means coins, it means money. So my ketzat, so how would we have understood the end of the Mishnah, which is illustrating, and what's this case? Oh, you're swapping an ox for a donkey. Wait a second. What do you mean swapping ox for a donkey? Weren't you talking about a case of coins creating chalipin for the other thing? Where's their coins? There are animals over here. And that says the Gemara, Hachikama. According to the Havamina that we had, what we would have interpreted was that Upeirinami, the Mishnah there is saying that all movable items, even if it's not a kli, meaning a peri too, which we use the word peri as anything that's not a kli, is also avdi chalipin, could create chalipin. Ketzad, how so? That's what the Mishnah was saying, Hichlev sher bepara, if you're swapping an ox for a cow, or a chamor b'shar, or a donkey for an ox, that could create a chalipin. In other words, what the Mishnah is saying, according to what we would have said in the Havamin, is that kolanasa dam ba'achar, whatever is usually used as money for other things, which would have meant a matbeya, if you give it in the format of chalipin, so once the seller acquires the money, so then the buyer already becomes obligated in the liabilities of the object that he's buying. That's what the Mishnah then says. Now, ketzad, meaning how do you have chalipin? In other words, what is chalipin? So it gives a general overview, for example, like someone that swaps an ox for a cow. And incidentally, the end of the Mishnah is teaching that a peri, meaning even a non-kli, could create chalipin, but it's not an illustration of the first part of the Mishnah, which was talking about money. Here then it says that all non-kli, including one animal for another animal. Now the Gemara asks, according to the interpretation that we gave, so Honachil l'Rav Sheshes, this answer that Yehuda is giving for Ula is very well according to Rav Sheshes, meaning both according to what we had assumed in the question, and both according to Rabbi Huda's answer, we could explain, as we see, that the end of the Mishnah of the Masechet Kedushin is telling us that a peiri, meaning a non-kli, could create a chalipin. You don't need a kli. Which, this though, according Rav Sheshes, is a machlekes Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes brought later on, next daf, where the Gemara says now that what we just answered, it works very well according to Rav Sheshes. Because the Omar, peiri after chalipin. His opinion is that even a non-kli, any peiri, could create a chalipin. So it makes sense, the end of the Mishnah, which says that you could swap a shor with a chamar, yeah, you could do chalipin with a non-kli. El Rav Nachman, the Amar kli in Avol Peiri lo yavdi chalipin. But according to Rav Nachman, we quote in the next daf, that says that no, only a utensil, a vessel, could create a chalipin, but a non-kli cannot create a chalipin. So my ketzad, how do we understand the sefer of the Mishnah over there that's illustrating halach of chalipin with one animal for another, which are not kalim, how could you do chalipin with a non-kli, according to Rav Nachman? Not the Gemara says halchikama. According to Rav Nachman, this would be the interpretation of the Mishnah over there. Actually, the Reisha and the Seifa are actually saying one halacha. The Mishnah is saying, yesh damim shehein kechalipin, that there are certain monies that work like chalipin. In other words, the Mishnah is coming to tell us that there are certain the halachas that money will acquire even without meshicha of the object, although we know generally you don't acquire with money. You have to do the meshicha on the consumer has to draw the object that he's buying. That's what the chiddush in that Mishnah is coming to tell us, that there are times that money could work like chalipin of a sudr, where by just giving the sudr, automatically the other object, is the what he's trying to buy, is acquired without even doing meshicha on it. You could sometimes have the same thing with money too. And that's what the Mishnah says, ketzat. How so? When do you have such a case? Hichlev demei shor bepara. If he's swapping the value of an ox for a cow, or demei chamor b'shor, or the value of a donkey for an ox. In other words, let's say, for example, in the first case, when he's swapping the value of an ox for a cow. The case is talking about as follows. If someone sold someone an ox for a certain amount of money, and the consumer goes and he draws and he takes the ox. Now he owes the seller a certain amount of money. Now, the consumer tells the seller, he says, you know I owe you this money for the ox I bought from you. I have a cow that's worth the value of the ox I bought from you. And they both agree, yeah, the seller would like a cow too, and he accepts on him that responsibility. Immediately, the owner of the cow has to give to that seller the cow, and now neither one of them could retract, similar to chalipin, where although now this seller, who's now the buyer, didn't pull it to himself, it's automatically acquired to him. Now this is what the Mishnah is saying according to Rav Nachman. Whatever is evaluated as money for something else, in other words, all movable items which a person evaluates to his friend, and he gives the value of the money because of something else that the lekeach has, meaning this original seller that's giving the shur to the buyer, he's giving it to him in a value for something else that the lekeach has, meaning because he wants the cow back from him. Once the first consumer acquires that first movable item that he's taking, which is the ox, even though they're doing it through the medium of purchasing, of payments, but it's with the intention of that he will then pay back what he has as another sale to the seller, that now the seller will be the buyer from him, automatically now the second buyer, who is the original seller, is obligated in all the liabilities of the thing that they're swapping because his money already acquired for him all the liabilities of chalipin, meaning what he sold him, that now the first buyer owes him that money now acquired for him that second animal that he's buying back from the guy that he sold to. Which now the interpretation of the Mishnah is, when it says ketzad, hichlev demei shor bepara, what it means to say is that he evaluated the ox in its money, meaning with the intention that the owner of the cow will give him the cow for that money that he's owed by giving him the ox. That creates the kinyan, meaning like chalipin, where although only one thing was given and the object that he's buying wasn't brought back, just like chalipin, if you give to the seller something, you automatically acquire that thing. So too, sometimes by money, the same thing will work. Now that the Gemara asks, my time to Rav Nachman. What's the reason of Rav Nachman that he says that money in this case that he's describing in his explanation of Mishnah Maseches Kedushin will be acquired? But we learned in our Mishnah that Moisei in a kindness. Money could not acquire something. What is this? How are you creating a halacha that's saying that the money that he's owed now, which you're saying it's like he paid him money to his first buyer who's now selling him back his cow, then now automatically it's like Chalipin he acquires it. How? All he gave him with the ox that he sold him, which is like money that now that he gave him, is that he acquires back. But you don't acquire things with money. Where you're saying they're doing it through the medium of sales, where he's selling it to him and he's selling back. How does it work? So that explains the Gemara Sublak Rabbi Yechanan, because Rav Nachman holds like Rabbi Yechanan. The Amma, the Rabbi Yechanan says, and is brought later on, the next daf, Mem Zaynim Abayz, that Devar Torah Mois Kindness. Actually, Rabbi Yechanan holds, according to biblical law, money, by giving a consumer that gives money to the seller, actually acquires the object that he's buying, from the biblical standpoint. Because we find such a precedent when someone acquires something from Hekdesh, where the Torah says, V'nos na kesav akamla, by just giving money to Hekdesh, you already automatically acquire that item of Hekdesh. So biblically, giving money, it acquires things. Now, why did we say in our opening Mishnah of our Perek that only drawing the object that you're buying acquires, but not the money that you're giving to the seller? That's a gzera, that's a rabbinic decree. Shema, maybe that the consumer is going to pay the money, which ends the deal, and it's like automatically his, but he's going to leave the, let's say he didn't have a truck that day, he's going to leave the item that he bought in the house of the seller for a long time. And then there's going to be a fire in the neighborhood of the seller. Now, the seller is not going to go through the effort to go ahead and save the stuff because it's not his. It's automatically the buyer's. So then the seller is going to tell the buyer, I'm sorry, your wheat got burnt in my attic. Now, therefore the Chachamim went and put the object, which was paid for already, still in the domain of the seller. That means to say that the seller could retract if he wants to, because if it goes up in price, it's going up in his own domain, he still owns it, and it could retract from the sale, and then the gain will be his. So we consider it like his, so that he'll go through the effort and he'll save it if there is a fire. Now, so since this whole halacha is only a rabbinic takana, so therefore, says the Gemara, milsa de shchicha, a sale which is common, meaning like a regular sale when the guy gives money for an object, so gazer b'rabbana. That's where, in general, rabbinic dictums, rabbinic halachas, gezeris, were only in common situations. So a regular sale, a guy gives money for an object he's buying. The Rabbanan said, no, we don't let you acquire with the money because you might leave the product and it might get burnt in his attic. We want that he should go ahead and save it. But milsa de lo ishricha, but a sale which is not common, like in this case. This is uncommon, where they go ahead and they evaluate the value of the movable item that he's selling him. They evaluated that value should be for another movable item which he'll buy back from the other guy. Like goes the Rabbanan, since it's not a common type of a sale through monies, The Rabbanan did not make that you have to acquire only with Meshicha, and it's still with the biblical halacha of Mois being kindness. And that's why it works. You're right, it's going to be Damim, that's going to be kindness, but it's not because it's acquiring through the medium of Chalipin, because that we could still say like Ula, that Mois are not kindness, they don't create a kingdom of Chalipin. It's actually working through the medium of regular money, and although Damim is usually not kindness, in this case, since the Mislei Shchicha, it will acquire through the medium of money. So says the Gemara, that's good according to Rabbi Yechanan. But Rish Lakish, the Amir according to Rish Lakish, that he says also on the next daf Mem Zayinim Beis, that Meshicha Mufurashas Min HaTayram. Actually, no. The obligation of making a kinyan done by drawing the item that's being bought, that's a biblical law. So since biblically money does not acquire, so it doesn't make a difference if it's a common way of selling or an uncommon way of selling. It doesn't make a difference. Money does not acquire. It's only the Meshicha of the bought item that acquires. So therefore says the Gemara, ha necha isab lak Rav Sheshes. That would be very well for Rish Lakish if he holds like Rav Sheshes, meaning not like Rav Nachman, that says a non-kli, a peri, could create chalipin. So mitaris lak Rav Sheshes. So then he'll answer like Rav Sheshes would have to answer, meaning how he said that Rav Yehuda's answer was that whatever is evaluated for something else, meaning, for example, not like we had assumed in the Havamina that it meant money, but klanishim dom ma'achu. It's usually evaluated if it's used as payment for something else. For example, metaltlin and non-kli type of things, which that's the person usually evaluates when he wants to use it as payment for something else, where that's used as chalipin, so then once the other party acquires that movable item, so that creates chalipin. Of course, you could do chalipin with a movable item and even a non-kli because he holds like Rav Sheshes. And that's how you would explain the Mishnah Maseches Kedushin for Rish Lakish. But Ela Isa b'lok Rav Nachman. But if Rish Lakish holds like Rav Nachman, the Amar Peiri loy Avde Chalipin, who he says non kli does not create chalipin. You need it to have to be a kli, which is not the case over there in the Mishnah, which is talking about shayir and chamor. It's not talking about a kli. And moreover, umat beya and money, which if it's used in the medium of money of payment, the same thing according to Rish Lakish is loy kani. It will not acquire. Meaning, if we would want to give the answer we give for Nachman, that said that there are certain times that money will work like chalipin, you can't say that for Rish Lakish, because according to Rish Lakish, biblically he learns that money never acquires, even by an uncommon type of a sale. So then the question is, according to Rish Lakish, hichimitaritzla, how is he going to explain this Mishnah of being machlef asher bepara? It doesn't work with chalipin, meaning if he holds a Rav Nachman, because you can't do chalipin because it's animals, they're non-kli. Rav Nachman, you can't do chalipin with a non-kli. And neither can you even answer how he answered for Rav Nachman, that it's, oh, it's dumb mish'enke chalipin, because that only works like Rabbi Yechanan, where, yeah, mois is not kindness rabbinically only by milsa l'shchicha, but not by milsa l'shchicha. According to Rish Lakish, you can never be kind with mois, because biblically you have to do it mish'icha of the mekach. So says the Gemara, kol chol k'rav sheshe mitar. So you're right, you obviously have to say the Rish Lakish would explain the Mishnah said it's Kedushin, like Rav Sheshes, that the meaning, not like Rav Nachman, that the Chalipin is with something that's Nishim, Dom, and Ba'achar, meaning it's a reference to a non-Kli, with a Pri, and you could do Chalipin with a Pri, not like Rav Nachman, who holds it has to be just with a Kli. Now the Gemara continues asking on this opinion of Ula, which said that you could not create a kinyan of chalipin with money, although we know you can't do it with a kinyan mekach memcha with money, but there was a machlokes regarding, however, with chalipin. Ula said you can't even do it for chalipin. At that, the Gemara continues asking, it's not. We learned in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, kol ha-metatlin koyne zeze. All movable items acquire one the other. Once one takes one movable item, the other thing that he's swapping with his friend gets acquired to his friend. Now, v'am Rish Lakish had said, in explanation of this halacha, v'afil kis moli mois b'kis moli mois. Even if what we're talking about is that they're swapping one purse for another purse. Now, obviously, that's talking about through the medium of chalipin. Because if it would be through the medium of payment, of damim, but we said that mois, money, cannot acquire. So obviously, says the Gemara, that a matbeya, coins, could create chalipin, and moreover, it could be acquired through chalipin, because here we have an exchange of purses, and we said that works when one is given to the other person, which obviously cannot work through damim, and yet so must be working through chalipin. So the Gemara says, no, Tirgama Rav Acha interpreted that actually both of these purses are purses full of invalid currency, which are actually like all other movable items, because they don't have the qualification and the classification of currency. Because we're talking about bediner anka va'anigra, two different types of coins. One guy is swapping his purse full of dinri anikoin, and for the other guy's purse full of these dinarm of anigra. Where echad shebaslase malchus, one of these types are coins which the government has avoided, meaning the king has said that he doesn't want this currency to be used anymore, but the people in the country still do it, but clandestinely. And the other type of currency is the one that the people hate. The people don't use anymore, but the government didn't say anything, and it's still used in the other countries. But the people in this country, they don't like this currency anymore. That's the cases where, since they're not valid currency, so we don't view them as matbeis, that's why they could be used as chalipin one or the other, because essentially they're like regular peri mitatlin and not like coins. Now, utzricha, and we had to tell you this chiddush, that one purse could be exchanged for the other one to say that chalipin will work with them and they're not considered like currency. Because di'esh mina pasleis l'malchus, had we only said a case of when the government said that it's not valid currency, so we would say mishum de lois sagi klal. The word sagi is from the term of hiluch, meaning that because you can't use it at all. It's not a valid currency anymore. Ava paslas in Medina, but if we would say the case of when it's just that people don't use it, where disagile bibidin achriti, but since the government didn't avoid it, since you could use in other countries, ema katimat beyahu, I would say that it's still considered currency. And the ema beyanikne machalipin, and we know the currency cannot be acquired, cannot create chalipin. That's what I have to tell you, that no, even in that case, it's not considered currency. So to the other one, the ash mina paslasa medina, had we only said the case of when the people don't use it, mishum de loy sagile, loy bitzinu, loy befehesi, we would say, oh yes, not considered currency, because nobody uses it, not out in the open, and not in private, because nobody wants it anymore. But the case of when the government voids it, disagile bitzina, where there at least, although the government voids it, but people still use it clandestinely. Who I would say that it's still considered currency. And we know that the exchange of a currency cannot create chalipin, and therefore it shouldn't work. That's where I have to tell you, the swapping of these two purses, it's talking about these two types of invalid types of coins, where although there's some utility to them, they're not considered valid coins, and therefore they're regular metallin, and that's why you could do chalipin one with the other, but it's not a difficulty on ula, because it's not talking about a case of mo'is that are creating chalipin. It's talking about coins that are not valid in halacha like mo'is, and that's why I create a chalipin.